Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. On Saturday, 21st of May, Benedict XVI's agenda includes an unusual moment, a chat with astronauts in an audiovisual satellite link-up with a station in space, an event organised by the European Space Agency. By doing this, the Pope will be following in the footsteps of a 20th century Pope, Paul VI. Stay tuned. It was the 20th of July, 1969, when Pope Paul VI sent a radio message hurtling through space across a 250,000-mile void to the men who had just fulfilled an ancient human dream, that of walking on the moon.
Paul VI is speaking to you, astronauts. Honor, greetings and blessing to you, conquerors of the moon.
For Pope Paul VI, the moonwalk was a recognition of the greatness of God's handiwork. The moon itself, he personified poetically as the pale lamp of our nights.
Pale lamp of our nights and our dreams, bring to her, with your living presence, the voice of the Spirit.
As the tiny lunar module neared the surface of the moon, scouring the landscape for a safe stretch to touch down on, all over the world, people scoured the fuzzy images from space on their television screens, anxious to see what would happen. Pope Paul was no exception. He too watched the landing from his summer residence in Castel Gandolfo, which houses the Vatican Observatory. And as Neil Armstrong stepped down on the powdery surface of the moon, Pope Paul VI clapped his hands and said,
"We are close to you with our good wishes and with our prayers, together with the whole Catholic Church."
Often caught peering at lunar landscapes through the telescope at the Vatican Observatory, Paul VI had always shown a special interest in space travel. In the very first speech of his pontificate, he said that with the blessing of God, it had opened up a new era for humanity. And on a later occasion, he had given an astronaut a specially engraved bronze plaque to be laid on the surface of the moon with the words from a psalm, "O Lord our God, how great your name throughout the earth." In return, he got a piece of the moon, which today is still kept at Castel Gandolfo. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.